powerless and at the mercy of the devil. Now this is what Jesus said. This is John 14, 15 through 18. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. And he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Hallelujah. Saints, when Jesus ascended back to glory with the finished work of redemption, he left us with the Holy Spirit. He left us with some great and powerful gifts. And saints, that Holy Spirit is who Jesus promised to all of us who are his disciples. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Saints, it wasn't long before that power fell. It fell on that Pentecost day. Listen here at these two verses from Acts chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were all sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. And it separated and rested upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Saints, we need that power today. We need that power today. I need that power today. You need that power today. Saints, we pastors, we can't preach without that power.
That's right.
We can't teach without that power. We, saints, cannot reach the lost without that power. Now, all we need to do is walk out these doors. There are so many.
So many.
They are lost in need of a Savior.
That's right.
We need that power.
Yes,
we need to turn to your neighbor and encourage them and say, neighbor, we need that power.
We need
that power. We need that power. Jesus left us with that power. When we walk out of this place today, we're going to need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that if more of us were filled from head to toe with the Holy Spirit, we would be more victorious in our lives,
so
we go on our jobs, not to school. And wherever we would be, if we were filled with the Holy Spirit, we would have stronger needs. We'd have stronger legs. We would be stronger. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now there are too many of us who are living under the devil's thumb.
All right. Help us, Lord. Help us.
The devil can bind us up so that we can't even feel the joy of the Lord. And it's been a long time since some of us have felt that joy. Remember when you first came to the Lord? Oh! Hallelujah! Our Bible study, and they come with all this joy and excitement, and we look at them like, wow, we used to be like that. What's up with that? God has given us that joy, not just for then, but for always, always that joy. Now, if we are born again, then the devil cannot possess us. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the devil certainly will try to oppress us. Therefore, we need the filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be able to walk right, talk right, live right. Amen. To be able to say, get behind me, Satan. And just send him up.
Come on.
Get out of here. Now, the last words of Jesus to his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, just before he ascended back to the throne of God in heaven, these words are found in our text for today, Mark 16, 16 through 18. You believe, now you need to be baptized, but not just in water, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. And fire, it tells us. Would you touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, let the Spirit set you on fire. Hallelujah. We need to say for healing. We can go out there and allow the Spirit to use us. There is a lot of hurt out there, a lot of pain, and the Holy Spirit can use us to be a healing agent in the land. Saints, with the Holy Spirit, we can go and spread the gospel to a lost world. There are so many who don't need the Lord. They need the Lord. They need the Lord. You can just look at some of them. Some of them, they're wearing their skirt way up here, top way down here. They just don't know. They're searching. But it's not in that. It's in the Lord. So many. With the Holy Spirit, we can make a difference. We can make a difference.
Yes, we can.
We do not, as pastors, preach by our own authority. We preach by the authority of the Word of God. We, as God's people, we don't pray by our own authority. We pray by the authority of the Holy Spirit. We do not claim salvation by our own authority, but by the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. Before. And we can see that same Holy Spirit that seek out. Amen. Want you to high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is still in the resurrection business. But what we need is to surrender our hearts and our lives to Jesus Christ, to give Him full control. Amen. We want to be used by God. But how can we be used by God if we don't allow God to take full control of our lives? We want to see a body pouring in our midst. We want to see a revival take place in our community. But how can it happen if we ourselves aren't filled with the power of the Holy Spirit? Saying, I want victory. I want victory. Glenville New Life Community Church, I want victory. I want victory. And I want you and I want I to be instruments of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will mightily use. I want people to be able to walk into this church and to sense the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
my heart today. Come on in today. Come on in to stay. And don't delay. Amen. Come today. Come to stay. And don't delay. Amen. Come to the Holy Spirit. Come today. Come to stay. And don't delay. Come today. Oh, stay, Holy Spirit. And don't delay. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. Saints, we've got to live with an ascension attitude. I want you to look in your sheet, your note sheet. And this week, when you have your daily devotions, if you would please, read Psalm 118. It's on one side of the sheet. And this is an ascending psalm. And it directs us to the ongoing work that Jesus does on our behalf. And if you would reread Mark 16, when Jesus ascended, and reread both of these, and you could do it every day so that the Spirit could just speak awesome things into your life, just these two passages. Reread it and think of that day when Jesus was taken up into the sky in front of all of the disciples. And then recall the victories that Jesus has won. Just praise His name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done for me. Thank you for how you just saved us. And you just didn't leave us, oh God. And then celebrate. Go ahead. Wherever you are in your house, you go ahead and celebrate. Thank you, Lord. You made a way for me. I was able to pay my electric bill before they cut it off. Thank you, Lord, because I got my phone cut back on. Thank you, Lord, because you gave me money for tuition for the kids this time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Celebrate whatever God has done in your life. Hallelujah. And then leave here today, living with the confidence, amen, and what continues Jesus wants to do in your life right now and into the future. Continue, Lord, to praise Him and for what He has done and yet shall do. So saints, let us live with an ascension attitude. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I would like to ask for a commitment today to the Holy Spirit. Now, if you would notice, our invitational hymn is Fall Fresh on Me. Anointing, anointing, fall on me. Now, first of all, as we open the doors of the church, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can't even sing this song. This, you can't pray this unless you already invited Jesus into your heart. So we invite you, don't leave here without Jesus as Lord of your life today. And for those of us who are in Christ, if you would be willing to pray this from your heart to God's heart, anointing, fall on me. If you need to come up here and get on your knees, anointing from the Lord.